Good morning, humanity, or good afternoon, good evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you might be. My name is Fif, and I'm the co-founder of MediClown Academy, spreading love and laughter and humor and happiness throughout India and the world. And we are here in sunny, beautiful Auroville, the epicenter of human unity. So we're going to continue on our journey of the importance of language and love and the belief and imagination. I want to tell you about one of my mentors who I just absolutely love, and her name is Mary Morrissey. Now, Mary is in her 70s. You would never know that to believe that. You would never know that. But when she was 17 years old, so this was in the 60s, when she was 17 years old, her boyfriend at the time had gone to college and had come back, and then he had left again, and she discovered that she was pregnant. Like, oh my goodness, this is in the 60s. She went and told her mom, and her mom just cried and cried and cried for days. It was like the end of the world. And they had a quick 10-person wedding, that people that came in. And then she went to her school. Now, Mary was just a beautiful person. She was articulate. She was a homecoming queen. She was in the drama play. An all-arounder, right? Fantastic. And the principal called her to the office and said, "Mary, is what I'm hearing true?" And she said, "Well, if you heard that I was pregnant and then got married in that order, yes, it's true." And he said, "Mary, how could you be so stupid? Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to graduate now from this high school," which was in Portland. "You're going to have to go across the way to a night school where the pregnant girls and the bad boys go." So she started to do that, and that's where she graduated, and she gave birth to this little boy. 7 months after this little boy was born, she was diagnosed with irreversible kidney disease. She was in the hospital, and when she was in the hospital, a chaplain, someone who is a spiritual person, came to her room and said, "Mary, would you like to pray?" And Mary said, "Well, why not?" And she hadn't been able to sleep or anything up until then. And during that conversation, this chaplain, as Mary said, spoke to me and prayed with me like no one ever had. And she said, "Well, you know, you're feeling a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of frustration, and that's gone right into your kidney. So what if we took all these negative feelings and thoughts that you have, and you're going to lose that kidney anyway? So let's take all those negative thoughts and feelings and put them into that kidney, and then tomorrow morning, it's going to go out, and you will get better." And then she worked with her, with Mary, the chaplain. And she said, "Do you believe that you're going to get better?" And Mary said, "I don't think so." And the woman said, "Do you believe that I believe that you are going to get better?" And Mary said, "Yeah, I believe that you believe that I'm going to get better." And the chaplain then said, "Then borrow my belief. Just take a corner of that belief and put it in your heart. And let's work with that." So she said, "I want you to imagine, use your imagination. And what is it that you would love to do, to be?" And Mary thought, and she said, "I would love to see my little boy in kindergarten, and I would love to be a teacher." And then they went to the next scene. And in that next scene, she said, "I would love to see my little boy throwing his graduation cap up in the air, and he's graduated. And then I would love to see that little boy get married." And so together they built these visualizations, and they got into it. They felt it. They could smell it. They could see it. They could sensorize it. They could hear it. So what you heard, what Mary heard, was like this. She saw her little boy and her, his name is John, holding hands. And then she heard this click, 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 click. Those were her high heels as she then went and dropped him off at his kindergarten. And then she went to become her teacher. Her first teaching position was in a kindergarten class. And then she went to the next photo and there was a video of it. And she saw this boy, John, her son, throwing up his mortar cap and graduating. And there was great celebration. And she was so proud of him. And then she saw him getting married. And she lived through that. So as she lived through this, she went through the surgery the next day. And as she went through the surgery, yes, they took that kidney out. They brought her back. And lo and behold, she began to get better. She was released. She went home. She had to come back a few times for dialysis. But then, miraculously, she was healed. She then dove into the mysteries of why it had happened. And they're not mysteries. They're just the secrets of the universe that are in each of us that are unfolding. And as I said, Mary now has turned 70 and her link is below and you can see her in her radiance. And John, her son, is in his 50s and he's also done amazing things and he is my friend and mentor. So over the course of this next little while, we're going to be exploring language, belief, and the power of your imagination and the will to allow things to flow and just to manifest what will happen. It's not your willpower, but it's that strong belief. And what Mary says is really critical right now is she uses humor and laughter. So, of course, we need to laugh. We need to find that sense of humor because that oxygen invigorates us and that breath work is beautiful. So thank you for Dr. Madan Katare, who has given us laughter yoga. Thank you for my team here, Stefano, who is behind the scenes here, Elle, who's behind the camera, and Ruben, who is with us at all times. So let's take it away and let's laugh our way out until next time. 1, 2, 3. Feel yourself getting better and healing. Yourself, your friends, the whole universe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.